Hi everyone. Our passage for today is 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This passage starts out with this declaration, and there's joy in this. It might not be abundantly clear in the way it's phrased here, but we are God's children. This is the kind of love we've been shown, that we are called children of God. And this is something that we should rejoice in. We need to remember, reflect on, celebrate all the time. We are so loved by God the Father that he has made us, that he has called us his children. That's how loved we are. We should recognize that, celebrate that. But what John is hinting at after this, and what is made explicit in other parts of the book, parts of 1 John, that is that we are in a world that runs counter to this truth of who we are in God, right? The waters that we're swimming in don't make it clear to us that we are God's children, maybe, because the world is evil, right? Because the world does not know God or follow God, because of the desires of the world, the flesh are not directed towards God. We are living in a world that goes against God. And therefore, there's two important things that John points out here, is that because, you know, even though we're children of God, because we live in the world does not know us. That's what he says here in verse 1. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world does not understand us, right? The world does not understand why we are doing what we're doing, why we choose the way that, why we choose to live the way we live as we follow Jesus. That's just the reality of the world that we're living in, is that as we follow God, as we're children of God, the world will not understand us. And the second thing that John is pointing out here is that because the world is the way it is, what we will be has not yet appeared. That's what he says in verse 2. Like, because we live in this world, what we will be has not yet appeared. What he's getting at here is that on this side of heaven, then, as Jesus has not yet come back, we are not yet fully redeemed, and we're not yet fully like Jesus. We still have the sin nature within us. We still fail to follow Jesus all the time. We stray. We may get discouraged even. But John's encouragement then to us is that we're still in this world, and so that means that we can be corrupted by this world still. That's just the reality of where we are. But the exhortation in the midst of this is that Jesus is coming back. And what he says in verse 2 is that when he appears, we shall be like him. We shall be like Jesus as he returns. And that's because he says, because we shall see him as he is, meaning we shall see him in full. What these verses are pointing us to is that on this side of heaven, we're going to struggle. We're still going to sin. But behold this kind of love that God has for us, that we are his children. And what John wants us to do, I think, is to celebrate. Remember, come back to this identity. We are children of God, and we are so loved. And beyond that even, we can put our hope in the good work that Jesus will complete in us. When Jesus returns, we will be made like him. We will be made perfect. And that's something that we can rejoice in. And as we await, though, as we await Jesus' return, as we await being made fully like Jesus, we still have to be faithful. We have to keep on hoping in him. We have to keep on like trusting in him in spite of the world, in spite of our own sin and flaws and limitations as well. We need to keep on reminding ourselves of these truths. And maybe for ourselves, right? It's been like a week or so since Easter, and maybe we had some spiritual highs, we felt really good from that, but we've struggled since then. That's okay. We are loved by God. We are his children, and we'll be made like Jesus. Let's persevere. Let's keep on striving to follow God, because we will be made like Jesus in full when he returns. Let's await and long for that day. In the meantime, let's strive to be faithful. Let me pray for us. God, we celebrate today that we are your children and that you just love us so much. And Jesus, I pray that you will remind us of this truth, that you will keep on reminding us of the truth of who you are, God, and that you will be the center of our hearts, the joy of our hearts, and that our hope will be in your return and the good work that you're going to bring to completion in our hearts, God. We recognize we're going to struggle. We're still going to sin. But no matter what, we're your children and you love us, God. Remind us of that. Help us to put our hope in you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.